The federal government is responsible for managing 30 million acres of land in Utah, but many in the legislature and public think the state can manage those lands better. Economists from the University of Utah, Utah State University, and Weber State are collaborating on a study to figure out the economic impacts on the state if those federal lands are transferred to Utah. The researchers met with the public on Wednesday to describe what they are trying to do and to get feedback. Economist Paul Jackus says one of their goals is to test the hypothesis of whether the state can manage the lands as well or better than the federal government. He says they will look at the economic impact of many different uses, including grazing, energy extraction, and tourism.
Teresa and I are going to take a look at the economic value of recreation in the state of Utah.
Jackus says they will look at the role of what public lands provide in terms of quality of life as well. They want to know what effect all of these issues have on communities in terms of economic growth, migration, and income. They will also look at the costs of managing the lands for wildfires, species protection, and environmental degradation, among other costs currently incurred by the federal government. Many members of the public asked that the health impact costs of energy extraction, refining, and transport be included in the study. But Jan Stambro says that was not in House Bill 142.
I think the challenge that we face is trying to get across the fact that the House bill language laid out exactly what we were to provide, and it really didn't tell us to look at health effects and air effects, and I mean those are a range of issues that would have to come into play at some point, but the House bill language is very definitive, and that's what we're doing, is providing the data that are specified in that legislation.
Most of the public's comments centered around whether the state should or should not take over federal lands. But Stambro says the purpose of this study is to not make a value judgment. Instead, their goal is to gather and analyze the data, which will mostly come from federal agencies. Even the ability of researchers to gather that data was called into question. Pat Shea, who was the director of the Bureau of Land Management in the 1990s, says he doubts the data from federal agencies will be accurate. He says in the case of the BLM, while the Utah State Office is allocated a set amount of federal money, individuals have multiple responsibilities that sometimes extend outside of the state.
So somebody in Utah may also have responsibilities in Wyoming or Colorado, and as you go along, that's a regional question, not a state question. So being able to divide it is, you can do it, but it's arbitrary.
Stambro disagrees and says she's been in touch with all of the federal agencies that manage lands in Utah, and they have told her they can give detailed budget data.
The agencies that we've talked to have told us that they will be able to get us data that I requested. So the issue isn't can we get it for 2010, 11, and 12, it's can we get it for 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Once all of the data is gathered and analyzed, the researchers will be given a number of scenarios they will then model. One goal is to see which land management options will provide the most economic benefit to the state. Many of the people in the audience were concerned about this part of the study because of the potential for politics to come into play when building these scenarios. John Harja with the Governor's Public Lands Policy Coordination Office, which will develop the scenarios, says they will be made public.
You know, people asked a lot of very good questions, made a lot of very good statements about you need to have this part or that part. The scenarios will probably be fairly broad, more recreation, more development, and we'll see where they go. After that, if we get answers that or more questions, we may get even more tight.
The study is scheduled to be completed by November 2014 and will cost $450,000. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kim Shusky.